Hello, everybody. Happy New Year to you, if I've not already seen you. We had a great time of catch up at our walk and nibbles last week. Thank you for helping us to finish up Christmas goodies. So this week, I really wanted to talk to you about the year ahead. Many churches' mission statements are something along the lines of the greatest commandment that Jesus teaches in Matthew 22 and Mark 12. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind, and love your neighbour as yourself. This is what followers of Jesus are called to do. But how does this work itself out for us personally and corporately? You may remember back in September 2021 at the family meeting where everyone was asked about our values. We talked about the character of Light of Life and who God has called us to be in Ormsby in the 21st century. But what does this look like in practice? We didn't stop at who we are, but also who do we believe God is calling us to become? What character traits do we want people to recognise in us as we grow more into the likeness of Jesus? How can we reflect God's character today? Becoming holy is another way to put it. Being so taken over by the extraordinariness of God that is what we are really interested in, and that is what radiates from us and reflects on other people. A holy church is not a group of people like me at my best. This leads to an exclusive, anxious, self-conscious mess as we question if I'm really good enough, and it takes over from the splendour of God. The calling of the church is to help put others in touch with God without fearing that I do not have an adequate spiritual life. Lots of words and phrases were bandied about at our meeting, and not surprisingly, from these there were definite themes which emerged from our Light of Life values. So this is definitely a group effort. We decided that there were three values important to Light of Life at this time: spirituality, Sabbath, and hospitality. It's amazing how God works. These three fit neatly into the in, up, out language often used for followers of Jesus. In is our discipleship and growth as followers of Jesus. Sabbath is our up or worship. Hospitality is the out or the missional aspect of our faith. Our value of spirituality, the discipleship and in part, recognises that we want to enrich our relationship with Jesus, going deeper on an adventure of learning and discovering more of who we are and how we can become like Jesus. And we can do this through prayer, services, podcasts, life groups, meeting with people for coffee. There are so many ways. The psalmist writes in chapter 42, "As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Where can I go and meet with God?" It was strange that as I was writing this, I was actually really thirsty. I'd not had a drink for a while. And it made me realise that being thirsty overrides whatever else we're doing. We can carry on with the task, but our attention and focus are not completely on the task. They're constantly interrupted with a desire for water. Whatever you spend your time doing during the week, be that at work, home, in the car, at the gym or school, do you thirst for God? Is it on your mind? Evelyn Underhill writes, "Never let yourself think that because God has given you many things to do for him, a pressing job, a life full with duties and demands of a very practical sort, that all these needs separate you from communion with him. God is always coming to you in the sacrament of the present moment. Meet and receive him there with gratitude in that sacrament, however unexpected its outward form may be. Receive him in every single sight and sound, joy, pain, opportunity and sacrifice." Romans 12:1-2 puts it this way: "So here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognise what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings out the best of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. This year we're going to be looking at Jesus' life, and I challenge you not to be tempted by his compassion, his ability to blow your mind, and his complete and utter goodness, which works itself out in justice and truth. As we study and learn together during 2023, we cannot but grow in love for God and others. Sabbath is our up or worship, when we look to God, orientating our lives around being with him, not simply doing things for him. Going to a service is part of worship, but has dominated church history and limited our understanding of worship. Sabbath is the great equaliser, when we acknowledge God is in charge of all and we are not. If Jesus took time out to be with his Father, then we most certainly need to. When we looked at our Light of Life values, there's a real sense of using our time more simply, spending quality time with people, having space for new relationships and contemplation, which are often the first things to go when we cram too much into our lives. Now we Sabbath on the last Sunday of the month, putting the onus on us as individuals to go deeper with God. Oasis on a Monday also encourages time for reflection, for being, as well as prayer and community. Sabbath causes us to remember what God does for us, not what we can do for him. It's a time to encounter God in new ways, through relationships, nature, being, not doing, recognising our worth is inherent as God's children and not in what we achieve. Humanity was created on the sixth day, and the very first thing that humans do on the seventh day is rest. Our serving and doing for God comes from a place of being with him. Sabbath is a time for shalom, a foretaste of God's kingdom, God's peace that encompasses dignity, security, equality and justice. It stops us just long enough and allows us to be expectant, like bird watchers poised and alert in the right place, relaxed yet also attentive. We can then see what God is doing. Hospitality, our third value, is the out of the in, up, out. The missional aspect of our faith. The one we follow has a missional heart. He is ascending God, joining us here on earth. And in 2023, we're going to be exploring mission and how we can include those who don't yet recognise God. We'll be talking about inclusivity in our family meeting, how we can extend a welcome to those who have poor mental health, are physically disabled, refugees, those from the LGBT community, and particularly those on the margins of society who are overlooked, just as Jesus did. Ormsby is a mixture of all sorts of people. Light of Life is not so diverse, and this is not a reflection of God's world. We have work to do. As we invite a Ukrainian family to live amongst us, there will be all sorts of opportunities for mission. Do come and hear more at our family meeting on the 18th. One of our regional ministers, Graham Ross, wrote this week, "Churches are often set up as places where a few people with expertise disciple the rest. In contrast to this, Jesus calls all his disciples to become disciples who in turn disciple others." This then poses the question, who are you discipling? You might not feel adequate, you might not feel spiritual enough or equipped enough or have enough knowledge. Join the club. Who are you discipling? So why do I return to these values? Well, if we don't, it's all too easy to proudly present them as goals already achieved, but not actually live them out. How are we doing? How are we doing as individuals and corporately in our spirituality, Sabbath and hospitality, the in, up and out of our faith? How is our discipleship worship and mission. This is not about feeling guilty because we don't pray enough or study the Bible enough or share our faith enough. It's not about amassing more Bible knowledge. These things in and of themselves can lead us into legalism and exclusivity, and that's not a reflection on Jesus. Rather, it's about allowing God's Spirit to work within us, listening to his still small voice, because our concepts of him are partial, like looking in a mirror at best. When we allow him room, it awakens us to his mysterious and glorious reality. It's about practicing the presence of God. Nearly 2 decades ago, a friend of mine gave me a nail. I can't remember exactly what he preached on, but the gist of it was how Jesus gave up his life. His life was spent for us. To help us remember this, he gave everyone a nail, not quite like the ones that would have nailed Jesus to the cross, but a reminder of Jesus' sacrifice and a reminder to me that, as the song goes, I have decided to follow Jesus. It is costly. As Bonhoeffer famously said, grace might be free, but it wasn't cheap. He writes, how often do we want the forgiveness without requiring repentance, baptism without church discipline, communion without confession, absolution without personal confession? Cheap grace is grace without discipleship, grace without the cross, grace without Jesus Christ, living and incarnate. Such grace is costly because it calls us to follow. And it is grace because it calls us to follow Jesus Christ. It is costly because it costs a man his life. And it is grace because it gives a man the only true life. It is costly because it condemns sin. And grace because it justifies the sinner. Above all, it is costly because it costs God the life of his son. That was obviously written at a time when they didn't include women so much. But if that's you, you are included. Living a life for God is not all about what we can get out of it. It does cost us. It should cost us. Jeff and Liz Fair will be making a huge cost and change as they welcome Alexander, Yulia and their 4 daughters from Ukraine into their home in the spring. Sometimes God asks big things of us, but sometimes it is the small but consistent change that has a dramatic effect. I wonder what change can you make to your life regarding spirituality, Sabbath, and hospitality. When you look back in 2024, what changes do you want to have seen in 2023? It starts now. Following Jesus is a way of life. The first Christians were called followers of the way. Spirituality is not about monotonous religious routines, but rather routines that turn our attention and heart towards God, placing us, as Susan Phillips writes, in the splash zone of grace. Holding space for remembrance, repentance, renewal, bringing our humble selves into the day that God makes holy. And as we are transformed and our roots are sent deeper into the nourishment of God's Spirit, so the world is transformed bit by bit. Jeff sent me a link to a song. The link is on your email, and it's recorded by someone he used to play with in the worship band at his previous church. I invite you now to spend time and listen, and as you do, to ponder, what are you going to offer to God this year? And if you're listening from the website, then Google "For the Rest of My Life" by Samni, spelled S-A-N-M-I. Let's pray together. Lord God, Father, Son and Spirit, here I am. Please reveal to me those habits which help me turn my heart towards you. Help me to pray, relax, trust, speak truth and extend kindness. Spirit, prompt me where I have forgotten you or where I'm struggling so that I might recognise your presence within and around me. I want to be so taken over by God's extraordinariness that it is what radiates from me to reflect on other people. May 2023 be a year of deepening spirituality, Sabbath, and hospitality for me, for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.